What commonalities have you seen in the rivalries you've participated in? Do you see any of those elements possibly here with Buffalo?
I just got here. So, I mean, again, I know that they've won the division 5 years in a row. I don't think there's really much of a rivalry for those years. Maybe not. I don't know. I wasn't paying any attention to it. I'm just focused on a very good football team that,
you know,
is used to winning. And they're determined and they're resilient. And, you know, we'll have to be at our best.
Mike Vrabel yesterday, Bills rivalry, not really much of a rivalry of late. And oh, by the way, I just got here. Pats won the first matchup back in week 5, 23-20 over Buffalo. They're 11-2. We've been talking about the game all week long. We felt it'd be good to get the Buffalo view from Sal Capaccio, WGR 550 up in Buffalo. Sal, thanks for joining us here on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Anytime. Should be fun on Sunday.
It should be. Mm-hmm. We have spent the last couple of days trying to rationalize, and I'd like your thoughts on this, how the Patriots could go into Buffalo, beat the Bills in the midst of a 10-game win streak, coming off a bye week. Buffalo, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but they've looked pretty shaky this year compared to how they've looked in the past. How, with all of those factors, is Buffalo favored as of right now in this game this weekend?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask the oddsmakers in Vegas. My guess is because they have Josh Allen and the experience of, you know, this type of football and this type of environment. You know, they have a very, very good December record under Sean McDermott. They are still one of the top scoring teams in the NFL. Their defense has been a bit shaky. So I guess that's why. I mean, there's, you know, you look at the Patriots and give them all the credit in the world. They're playing really consistent football all year. But I think there's probably some questions, I guess. It's not me saying it. I'm saying why you would be have the Bills favored. Still questions about their schedule or playing tight games and all that kind of thing. So I think it's a pretty even game. It doesn't surprise me either way that either team would be favored by a point or a point and a half.
What are the Bills fans' thoughts when they see Steph Diggs having the type of season he's having here in New England?
Well, I think, first of all, they're a little surprised because this is a guy that appeared more on the downside of his career when he left Buffalo. And then he went to Houston and he had the awful ACL injury. For him to come back and have this, you know, resurgence is unbelievable. It really just speaks volumes about his hard work and his talent, to be honest with you. I don't think there's not one Bills fan would say, oh my God, I can't believe they traded Stephon Diggs. I mean, it clearly was the end for the partnership at the end. He had to be traded for him and the Bills and for Josh Allen, I think. And all the talk that offseason was, well, what's Josh Allen going to do without a number one? Well, he went out and won the MVP. So I don't think anybody was upset about that. It's so funny. You get more Bills fans upset that Mac Hollins is on the Patriots than that Stephon Diggs these days, to be quite honest with you. So I think it's more of a kind of, you know, just a bit of a knife in the side that Stephon Diggs came to Buffalo and had the game he had in week 5.
So we like Mac Hollins here. I've been pleasantly surprised by him. I've been very surprised as well by Diggs. Like, I didn't think he'd be back from the injury as quickly as he was. I didn't think he'd be, you know, the teammate slash leader that he's been .. so far. I'm curious, and you just hinted at some of this, but I'm curious if Steph Diggs and the Steph Diggs experience has a shelf life.
I think it does. It did in Minnesota, and we were told that. It's so funny. You're asking me this, and I ask the exact same questions to people in Minnesota when this happened. And you're like, yeah, but everything's great here. And he's got, you know, this younger quarterback he's working with, and it's amazing. And this great relationship. And people in Minnesota said, just wait. Just wait. And I'm like, no. Well, guess what? Just wait. And I'll say the same thing to you guys. And that's, hey, I don't know. He's at a different point of his career, though, right? And, you know, we'll see how it ends. Stephon Diggs is the ultimate competitor. There's no doubt about that. I do not think he's a bad teammate in any sense. I think what happens, though, is Stephon has this aura and this weight about him that he is so competitive. He is so much of a guy that, you know, has a name and a spotlight that I think it becomes heavy around him. And if everything's not going exactly perfectly well, that becomes tough to sustain. I think that's what's happened in Minnesota and Buffalo.
What's the sense in Buffalo right now when you see the landscape of the AFC and some of Josh Allen's, you know, main rivals are all having bad years, or at least the teams are having bad years in the case of Mahomes and Burrow and Lamar Jackson? Is there any sense of if you don't break through the AFC this year, then maybe you won't?
Yes, that's a lot of the talk here. It's a lot of the talk nationally, as you guys have probably heard as well, which is it's a really interesting kind of dichotomy, which is the Bills probably, from the outside looking in, have what might be considered their quote-unquote easiest path to the Super Bowl that they've had in this five-year run. However, that is coupled with the worst team they've had in the five-year run. So which would you rather have? Now, you want to have the best team possible. But, guys, I'll be honest with you. The fact that if the Bills – the nemesis has been Kansas City. And I know they lost to Cincinnati the one year as well. But no Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, no Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, no Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. At least it appears as though that's the case with all of these. Oh, my God, the Bills fans are signing me up. Even going on the road for three games, I think Bills fans say, let's take that. Like, even this game, for example. Yes, this is a very critical game. Bills don't want to lose it. Bills fans don't want to lose it. You don't want to see a hat and t-shirt game in New England with, you know, the Patriots and winning the division. And we all know, though, that most likely the Patriots are going to win the division. And it's an important game. But I think if you told Bills fans right now you could sign up for the AFC divisional round in New England, they would absolutely take that, believe it or not, over Kansas City coming here or Baltimore coming here to Buffalo.
Interesting. He is Sal Capaccio, WGR550, up in Buffalo. Give him a follow at Sal Sports on Twitter. You know, looking at this game and this matchup, you mentioned McDermott earlier, his record in December. Like, our perception on McDermott is maybe he's on the hot seat. I don't know if it's the Jackson Dart glasses that he's sporting these days. I don't know what it is, but I don't have a ton of belief in him. I don't think a lot of Patriots fans have a ton of belief in him. How hot is his seat in Buffalo, if at all?
Well, from the fans' perspective, it's extremely hot. But I'll maintain that I don't think that this ownership has any thought to move on from Sean McDermott. Now, we'll see. Do they go to the AFC wild card and, you know, get blown out or something? I think all those things can always change things, right? I mean, Sean McDermott is one of the most – the only thing that's held him back from winning a Super Bowl or getting to a Super Bowl, I should say, has been pretty much the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, he's definitely had his defense and moments that he's coached that have done that. There's no doubt. I'm not excusing that. What I'm saying is, though, that I think Bills ownership knows that there are, you know, 25 other teams in this league that would love to have a coach like Sean McDermott who's done what he's done for the last 9 years in Buffalo. So I don't believe his seat's hot, but I will tell you guys, because of what happened in Kansas City in the divisional round in 21 with 13 seconds left, that forever sticks in Bills fans' minds, and no matter what Sean McDermott does, it does not matter to them. They just want a new coach, and they'll always point to why he's not the guy. He has to do it, or you're just going to go back to everything you just said about you can't get there, and he won't be the guy to get you there. And it's we field calls about it every day on WGR that people just want a new head coach because that is the thing that sticks. I look at the big picture and say, oh, my God, like, he's one of the better coaches in the league, and he has been, and do you not know where you were for 20 years before that?
Another thing you guys must get a lot of calls on is the wide receiver room, because even at the beginning of the year, it looked like a barren wasteland, and the Patriots have had some bad receiver rooms over the last 5 years, and even going into this year with sort of the uncertainty on Diggs and some of the younger players, we were all saying, like, we'd take the Pats group over the Bills group. It seems like they're just putting so much on Josh Allen to succeed, but yeah, the receiver room's got to be towards the bottom of the entire league.
You guys obviously remember and you heard the exchange between Brandon Bean and our morning show.
Yeah, we played it. Yeah,
that was right after the draft. And, you know, our morning show host, Jeremy White, he's been on what he calls his wide receiver train for the last few years. It's actually kind of become a bit of a shtick and kind of cool. But, you know, just because ever since Stephon Diggs left, especially, it's been get Josh Allen, you know, another more receiving help, get him a true number one. But the Bills have gone to this mentality, and I think this is so ironic that the Bills actually shifted a mentality to everybody eats because they didn't want to have a guy like Stephon, and for the reasons I said, and there's so much weight around, and you got to kind of make sure he's satisfied. And now it's like, wait a minute, he's doing that in New England, and they kind of have an everybody eats. He's, you know, everybody's getting all these balls, and the Bills need a guy like that now. So to answer your question, though, yes, it is a huge question. It's something we've talked about. Now, I will say, when you say put everything on Josh Allen, let's remember, the Bills haven't done that because they have the number one rushing attack in the league. What the Bills have done here over the last few years, if they've gone to a different philosophy of, okay, we have Josh Allen. He's this great quarterback. Maybe he's the best quarterback in the league. He can do all these superhuman things. But he can make everybody around him throw the ball better. What we need to do is insulate him with a really great running attack and a really good offensive line and keep him healthy and protected. And that's actually gone really well this year. And that's exactly what they've done this year. And the Bills lean on that running attack. I would make the argument that James Cook could be the AFC Offensive Player of the Year before Josh Allen could, even though Josh Allen would be the Bills MVP.
Pickett, who wins on Sunday?
Well, I'm on the radio broadcast on the sidelines, so I'm careful about things like this, guys, with all the gambling stuff that goes on these days, as you know. So I will say, though, that I am pretty sure that the Bills are in a position where they do not want to see the New England Patriots with hats and T-shirts after the game and celebrating a division championship. So I think the Bills will give everything they can to walk away with a victory here. But I do think the Patriots probably wind up winning the East because it's just – tough for them to see them losing against the Jets and the Dolphins, or the Dolphins, I should say. But I think that these two teams might match up again in the playoffs. So I think the Bills have a very good shot to win this game. But, man, if you could do what you did in Week 5, muck it up a little bit, get a couple of turnovers, I could see it going the Patriots' way.
Okay. He's Sal Capaccio, WGR 550 up in Buffalo. Give him a follow at Sal Sports on Twitter. Sal, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sal.
Yeah, you got it, guys.
All right, Sal Capaccio joining us here on Jones and Keefe. He's got the Bills winning the battle on Sunday.
Yes, but not the division.
But the Patriots winning the war, if you will, in the division, maybe a rematch in the postseason.
Yeah, it is funny. I'm not surprised in Buffalo how they feel about Sean McDermott, right? Because it's just from the outside, right? We see him twice a year head-to-head.
Fans, and he felt differently. About
he feels differently, yes, but yeah. Fans are like, all right, enough is enough. But it's also like, I guess that's probably the more mature way of looking at it is like, Kansas City Chiefs have literally stood in the way a couple of times. And the Chiefs were, maybe they still are, but they were a dynasty.
Right.
So it's like, are you going to fire your coach because the only team he can't beat is like the best team of the last 6 years?
Okay, but that's why this is so important.
100%. No, this year's a different story.
If there's no Chiefs in the playoffs and you get bounced by, you know, Drake May, or you get bounced by Trevor Lawrence or somebody like that, well, then what the hell are we talking about?
Yeah, but you can't just say, like, yeah, you're right. I've never liked Sean McDermott that much. But also, the GM's not doing a great job when you look at the roster around Josh Allen. Like, you're not maximizing Josh Allen. Because he hit on something we said, I think, earlier this week where this is the worst Bills team of the last 6 years, but it's also the worst AFC of the last 6 years, but they might not be able to capitalize on that because they also aren't that great.
It's fortunate that Steph Diggs has stepped up in such a big way for the Patriots this year because we were thinking about doing that wide receiver train bit, but now we don't have to do that.
I like that.
We don't have to do that.
We can't.
Is good.
They're in a worse spot.
You can check out Sal Capaccio again, WGR 550 up in Buffalo. If you missed any of it, good stuff there. It's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Good time of year to have the app on your phone. Keith, you suggested it's a great holiday gift. Is give that one out.
Be like, hey, listen, go grab to your phone, the app
go
store.
Download it.
Yeah, boom. Just give you one.
Good holiday gift.
One gift.
Free for you, free for them.
Honestly, yeah.
And you won't miss any of Jones and Keefe. Just use the rewind feature to go check that out. Meanwhile, you could go way back to last week and listen to our plans for the Red Sox entering the winter meetings. Those have already been blown up. Those already cannot happen.
Pete Alonso? Yeah.
Based on one week's time.
Cross that off the list.
So it's time to go back to the drawing board. We'll go on the clock again. Give you another Red Sox plan in just 60 seconds. I got a plan. Keith's got a plan. If you have them, you can weigh in as well on the phones. We'll do it next.